Testivity Audio Course, Series 66, Module 2, Investment Securities.
As with any organization, a corporation needs to finance its operations. The most common way for a corporation to obtain funds is to issue securities. The term security can be very broadly defined to include any written evidence of debt or ownership where performance is dependent on the efforts of a third party. Most securities can be categorized as either debt, bonds, or equity, stock. A corporation's capital structure is determined by the type of securities issued, stocks, bonds, or a combination of the two. The most prevalent type of equity security is known as stock. Stock is sold in units called shares. Each share represents an ownership interest in the company. There are two classes of stock, common and preferred. The amount and type of stock a corporation may issue is governed by the bylaws of the corporation and is referred to as authorized stock. When shares of authorized stock are sold, they are issued and will be referred to as shares outstanding, or the float. If the corporation buys shares of its outstanding stock, that stock is called treasury stock. Treasury stock has no voting rights and does not receive dividends. Authorized, issued, outstanding, and treasury are not different types of stock, but rather stages in the life cycle of a share of stock. Common stock is a class of securities representing ownership and control in a corporation. Common shareholders participate in the corporation's profits or losses through dividends and capital gains or losses in the stock's share price. The share price is determined by the corporation's earnings or income-earning potential, as well as by market sentiment. The market capitalization of a corporation is ascertained by multiplying the current share price by the number of outstanding common shares. A company with a market capitalization of less than $50 million is called a microcap. $50 million to $250 million is a small cap. $250 million to $1 billion is a mid cap. And a company with a market capitalization in excess of $1 billion is a large cap company. Generally, a company with a larger market cap is considered to be a more conservative investment. Voting rights are specific to common stock shareholders. Voting rights give shareholders the opportunity to vote on important corporate matters such as mergers and acquisitions, issuance of new securities, stock splits, etc. Issues up for vote are decided by majority vote of the outstanding shares. Shares vote, not shareholders. One shareholder owning 51% of the outstanding shares could determine the outcome of the vote. Common stock shareholders also determine the board of directors. Directors are elected via statutory or cumulative voting. Statutory voting, the more common method, allows shareholders to cast one vote for each share of common stock they own. Cumulative voting is a voting procedure that may be employed when there are multiple seats available on a corporation's board of directors. An investor may, in any proportion they choose, cast votes equal to the number of shares owned multiplied by the number of available seats. Cumulative voting is generally considered to benefit the minority shareholder. Preemptive rights are also specific to common stock shareholders. A preemptive right is a legal right allowing the shareholder the opportunity to maintain their proportionate ownership in a corporation by purchasing newly issued stock before the shares are offered to the public. If a corporation had issued 100,000 shares of stock, an investor who owned 10,000 shares would own 10% of the company. Assume the corporation issued an additional 100,000 shares of stock. Now the investor owning 10,000 shares of a 200,000 share float would own just 5% of the company. This would be unfair, as it is likely the investor initially purchased 10% of the company for a reason. By exercising his or her preemptive right, the investor could purchase an additional 10,000 shares before they were offered to the public, maintaining his or her 10% ownership, 20,000 shares of a 200,000 share float. Generally, preemptive rights allow the shareholder the opportunity to purchase additional shares at a discount from current market value and must be exercised within 45 days. Dividend rights are enjoyed by both common and preferred stock shareholders. When a corporation earns a profit, that profit may be distributed to shareholders through dividends. Dividends are paid at the discretion of the board of directors and are not guaranteed. Dividends paid to common stock shareholders are variable, while dividends paid to preferred stock shareholders are paid at a stated rate. Generally, when a corporation does not generate a profit, no dividend is paid. It is actually quite common for a corporation to pay sporadic dividends or no dividend at all. A growth company, for example, might invest corporate profits in research and development, a distribution network, marketing, or some other corporate venture. Conversely, an established company with steady earnings and constant cash flow might pay a regular quarterly dividend. This would be commonly known as a value company. While it is possible for the board of directors to declare a stock dividend and issue additional shares of stock, or stock of a subsidiary company, to existing shareholders, it is more common to pay dividends in cash. If a corporation pays dividends, they are typically declared and payable quarterly. Preferred stock may be issued by a corporation in addition to common shares. Preferred stock is a form of equity ownership in a corporation that may offer a steadier flow of dividends than common stock. Preferred stock also has a senior claim to corporate assets and profits. Preferred stock has priority in the payment of dividends. If there is only enough profit to pay certain shareholders, a dividend must be paid to the preferred shareholders before common shareholders. Preferred stock also has priority in the event of corporate insolvency. If a corporation files for bankruptcy, the pecking order of corporate creditors is typically unpaid wages of employees, taxes, secured bonds, debentures, preferred stock shareholders, with common stock shareholders having a residual claim to assets. An investment in common stock carries more risk than preferred stock, debentures, or secured bonds. Shareholders of participating preferred stock enjoy a stated dividend rate and the opportunity to receive dividends above the stated rate, should corporate profits warrant. Shareholders of cumulative preferred stock have the right to receive missed or skipped dividends. If for any reason a corporation does not make a dividend payment at the stated rate, the missed dividend will accumulate and must be paid to the cumulative preferred stock shareholders before a dividend can be paid to shareholders of other types of stock. Shareholders of convertible preferred stock have the opportunity, at their discretion, to convert their preferred stock into common stock. The conversion ratio is fixed at issuance and is stated on the certificate. Other equity securities. The following securities cannot be sold with a Series 6 license, but the concepts are testable. American Depository Receipt, or ADR. An ADR is a U.S. security representing shares of stock in a foreign corporation that can be bought and sold through American securities markets. ADRs are used to facilitate investing in foreign corporations. Dividends paid by ADRs are not considered qualified dividends and are taxed at ordinary income rates. Warrant. A warrant is a certificate issued by a corporation. The holder of a warrant has the right to purchase company stock at a stipulated price within specific time limits, often 10 plus years. A warrant is sometimes offered as an inducement to buy other securities issued by that corporation. Stock options. A stock option is an instrument that gives the owner the right to buy or sell 100 shares of the underlying stock at a specified price within a specified period of time, typically a few months. A call option allows the owner to purchase the underlying stock at any time up to the expiration date of the contract. A put option allows the owner to sell the underlying stock at any time up to the expiration date of the contract. A bullish investor would buy call options and sell put options. A bearish investor would buy put options and sell call options. Real Estate Investment Trust, or REIT. A REIT is a trust that uses the pooled money of several investors to invest in direct ownership of real estate or mortgage loans. These investments offer tax benefits in addition to interest and capital gains distributions. However, dividends paid from a REIT are not considered qualified dividends and are taxed as ordinary income. Direct Participation Programs, or DPP. A DPP is a partnership agreement that provides a flow-through of tax consequences to the participants. A DPP may be a risky investment because the investor could lose all of their principal investment and be liable for additional losses. Theoretically, the potential loss is infinite.